99.9% of the people are smiling.
That's a good thing about Wake Up the Earth, huh?
Everybody was dancing, having a good time. Okay. Music and dance.
Don't be shy, just dance.
People weren't shy, they did dance, here to the music of Napoli, a Boston-based Southern Italian music band. For over 35 years, Wake Up the Earth has been a staple celebrating the diversity of Jamaica Plain through music, culture, kids' events, food, and politics. Hi.
Hi.
We're at Wake Up the Earth.
Yes.
And what are your impressions of being here?
Well, the parade was fabulous. There was so many different groups marching and a couple of marching bands, including one I played in.
Which one did you play in?
I was in the JP Honk band. I played the bass. And we played Down by the Riverside, Don't Want to Study War No More.
Well, that's a good attitude to have.
It
and,
is.
And a lot of this festival has that attitude, doesn't it?
It does. There's political groups, there's children's activities, there's such a diverse crowd, and such a veritable cornucopia of humanity that it's a rainbow event.
That was Deborah, a former JP resident now living next door in Rosendale, though she still has fond connections to both the community and this event. Carlos Arredondo was there as usual in his cowboy hat. His newfound fame has not changed his commitment to this community or to social justice issues.
Well, it's wonderful to see all these people participating and getting together and wonderful families who come and participate. And it's good to see all these booths where a lot of information about changes in the world, you know, like contaminations and solar panels and so much information here for the community. I think it's wonderful that we have all this information available for the public.
And you've been actively involved in this for many, many years, and through unfortunate circumstances, you were thrown into the spotlight last year, and you've carried that well and still maintained your commitment to social justice issues.
Of course, you know, it's part of my responsibility as well as a citizen, you know, to participate and trying to bring awareness of everything that's happening, and I think everybody having on ourselves the goodwill or do things for others. And this is what it's about here. That's what we're all here, to help each other and find a good future for all of us.
The social justice force runs strong in him. And there was much cause to celebrate social justice, as many activist groups were there tabling their various issues. City Life Vita Urbana had a petition to stop foreclosures. They also had a big puppet head person as a corporate terrorist trying to stop people from signing. You are here encouraging people not to sign a petition?
Do not sign that petition, no. It'll only help people. Housing is a privilege for those who can afford it.
And you're with the Corporate Investors Association, the CIA?
Yes. You name it, I'm with them. I pay them, I buy them, I spit them out.
And you don't mind throwing people out on the streets who are having problems with their mortgages?
I enjoy throwing people out on the streets.
So you're employing a little street theater into your campaign today?
Yeah, what do we call this guy, the big corporate vampire? We have him out here today to draw attention to a petition that we're tabling about. We're City Life Vila Urbana. We're a tenants' rights organization that also does anti-foreclosure organizing with small homeowners. This is a City Life campaign that we call Tackle, Tenants Associations Against Corporate Landlords. And we think that really when landlords don't live in the properties that they own and they start to buy up tens and dozens and hundreds and thousands of units, the relationship between owner and tenant just becomes more and more distorted and a lot of abuses happen. And so we organize people to fight back and to balance out the power and to defend their rights as tenants.
Well, thank you for that. And what do you think about this festival, the Wake Up the Earth Festival, and how it's ongoing creativity?
City Life and spontaneous celebrations have very common origins. And this festival was founded to celebrate neighbors organizing in Roxbury and Jamaica Plain to stop, I think it was like a 12-lane highway that they wanted to put through the city. And so by organizing, they were able to change literally the face of the city. And now we have this parkway and we have public transit instead of what was meant to be a highway cutting through the city. And we still have a residential neighborhood that's home to people of all economic backgrounds and cultures, and so Jamaica Plain needs to fight to hold on to that, but this is a beautiful celebration, and it comes from the same roots the City Life was founded out of.
That was City Life Beta Urban activist Ms. Blanco talking to me as I signed her petition. Bikes Not Bombs was also there. They were founded in Jamaica Plain back in 1984. Charlotte was trying to get people to sign up for the upcoming bike-a-thon.
It's June 8th, and the rain date is June 22nd, but we hope that we don't go to that date. And we have four different routes this year, and they're all brand new routes. 10 miles, 30 miles, 50 miles, and 80 miles. And they're all loops within one another, so that way you're riding with most, you know, with everybody in certain parts of it, and they all kind of break off at different points.
And it's a fundraising bike ride.
Yeah, so we call this a ride for social change and social justice, because at Bikes Not Bombs, our motto is using the bicycle as a vehicle for social justice. And so all the funds from the bike-a-thon go to support our programming with our youth programs, working with youth here in Boston, and our international programs, working with different bike organizations throughout the Global South.
Excellent. My name's Andy Moxley. I'm an organizer with the 15 Now campaign and Socialist Alternative.
15 Now? It's $15 an hour you want for minimum wage, is that it?
Yeah, we absolutely. We think that's something that working people deserve, and it's also a demand that we've seen the fast food strikers and other low-wage workers around the country willing to organize around, so we think it's a quintessential number.
And this whole issue of income inequality is thanks to the Occupy movement. People think that just because they no longer have the physical Occupy site that the whole movement kind of disbanded, but this whole issue that everybody's discussing is because of that movement.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there that the Occupy movement as a whole was a failure. I really think that's the opposite of the case. It obviously didn't go as far as it could have, and we said that at the time, but it was a huge development in the popular consciousness, and what we're seeing today in terms of the discussion, the wider discussion around income inequality, and the fact that working people are paying for this crisis while the 1% get bailouts and don't have to contribute anything, a lot of that discussion is a direct result of the Occupy movement. So, you know, it was a great development that happened, you know, in 2011 with that happening.
I'm Virginia Pratt, and I'm with the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, the Boston branch. And we're here tabling today with the other peace and justice organizations. WILF is coming up on its 100th year of women as peacemakers and promoting peace and promoting sense of security that comes from having a safety net, from having a Declaration of Human Rights, in addition to continuing our work on trying to eliminate nuclear weapons and nuclear power. We're also very involved in condoning U.S. drone strikes and the use of drones for surveillance.
Wow, that's a lot, and thank you for your great efforts. And what do you think of this festival that you had here, the Wake Up the Earth Festival?
Well, I love the festival. The festival is celebrating a community victory of maintaining a neighborhood as opposed to a highway back maybe 40 years ago. And it's also built on the tradition of celebrating the red and the green of May Day. And the red of May Day is having the real May Day, the real workers' holiday, and celebrating the labor movement. And the green of May Day is the pagan element of May Day, the celebration of spring. If you look around here, you'll see all things environmental and creative.
And what are you doing here today?
Oh, we're promoting the benefit fundraising concert taking place at Spontaneous Celebrations on June 1st. To benefit openmediaboston.org, the metropolitan online news and culture website.
How's it been going so far here today at this event for you?
I think it's going well. I'm giving out lots of flyers. If we make people aware of the show, hopefully that'll help us.
That should help. So you've lived in Jamaica Plain now for how many years?
This is our ninth year.
Wow.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So what are your impressions of this ongoing festival?
Well, I love Wake Up the Earth. I love the diversity of it all. And I just love to see all these people enjoying the fruits of Jamaica Plain.
And that was Dave Goodman of WMBR promoting a show at Spontaneous Celebration that he's involved in. That show will feature Jimmy Tingle, David Rovix, and the Afro-D All-Stars, and will be on June 1st. Thank you. the Boston-based Latin band Grupo Mayo had the SunStage crowd dancing and grooving.
Thank you so very much. Muchas gracias. Celebrating the Earth Fest. Thank you so much for having us here.
Birgit is another JP resident. I asked her what she likes most about Wake Up the Earth.
I come out here for the food, great food. They have wonderful ethnic food. And I like the crowd and the music. And I also have a pet dog, and my dog loves to come out here too to mingle and mix with other dogs and people. So it's a fun chance to kick off the warm weather and to mingle and meet your neighbors.
The rock band Low Man performed over at the Moon Stage, right outside the Stony Brook Tea Stop. They were an 8-piece band that had people literally dancing in the streets. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Rosina, having fun at Wake Up the Earth.
Thank you very much. Once again, thank you to Wake Up the Earth Festival. We're called Low Man. We've got business cards, we've got CDs, we've got an email list. Stick around for the rest of Wake Up the Earth.